from Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of making sense of the many meanings of the shofar. As we said, the shofar is not clarified in the Torah. It just says a day of blast, day of remembrance of blast. Second expression being very difficult. What does it mean to remember the blast? Very difficult. Rabbi Saadia Gaon gives 10 reasons. I'm going to go through them a little bit, categorize them. The Rambam gives a reason. I want it. And then, of course, we have the Malchios, Zechronos, and Shofars, the three themes during the Amida of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, where we do blow the shofar. And I want to understand how that fits into it as well. So Rabbi Saadia Gaon mentions 10 things. Just briefly, we crown God. We announce that at the beginning of the days of repentance, we remember, it reminds us of Sinai, it reminds us of the prophets, the words of prophets, it reminds us of the destruction of the temple, it reminds us of the binding of Isaac. It's there to scare us and make us in awe before the day of judgment. It's there for to remind us of the gathering of the exiles. God will blow a shofar to gather the exiles, to remind us of the day of the revival of the dead. And finally, so those are the 10 things. Now, if you look at these 10 things, you'll notice remind, lahazkir. Lahazkir chuban, lahazkir breishit aser tshuva, to do tshuva. Lahazkir tshuva is amazing, to remind us, to remember these things. Now, that is an ambiguous expression. Does that mean that we're trying to remind ourselves, let's say, of the words of the prophets? Trying to remind ourselves about Mount Sinai? Or no, we're trying to remind God about it. We're trying to bring up with God, like, hey, we have a covenant from Sinai. So if you look at the davening of Tanya Gleita of Aliyah Maharapli Toar, right? Kolod Vakim to Fata, he called Shofar, like, was that Melod Moshe's Rebbe, we call. So it's not clear from the davening. So what are we trying to say? Yeah, you appeared to us at Sinai, but what's the point? Is the point that I should feel the word, hear the words of Sinai? When I hear the shofar, I hear God's voice from Sinai. I hear the voice of the prophets. Or no, we're trying to remind God of that beautiful moment of covenant when we stood at Mount Sinai. So the whole thing is very unclear which direction it's going. And that's the big question about shofar. Is shofar trying to tell us to repent or as Reb Label, Mintzberg said in his book Ben Melech, he says, you want to be remembered, as the Gemara in Shabbat, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, you want to be remembered for the good. So you blow your shofar and say, remember me for the good. If you do the work during Elul, prior to Rosh Hashanah, so hopefully when you stand in Rosh Hashanah, he remembers you for the good. Or maybe instead of remembering you, he'll remember Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, remember the covenant with God, remember the binding of Isaac, and Akedat Yitzchak. And through this, he'll remember. Am I trying to remind myself or not? The Rambam takes it very much as a message to yourselves. The Rambam says that it's to wake us up from the foolishness of life and to remember our Creator and remember that we need to do things well. So in the Reb Saadia Gaon, the 10th century scholar, there's an ambiguity as to whom we're trying to remind. But even within Reb Saadia Gaon, there's also a notion that we're definitely directing it to us, lahachrid. It's there to scare us, to put us in awe. I would say lahazkir, probably he means to remind us of the revival of the dead, of doing tshuva, of the voice of the prophets, mostly to remind us. And what about Mamlichim? His first reason was to crown God. Now, are we crowning God because we want to crown God, or it's my job to make God my king on this day? In other words, is it more directed like God wants to be crowned? It's about God, that he's crowned, that he is the king on this day. I declare him king. Or is it, no, it's about me, that I have to do the declaring. So this too is ambiguous in which direction it's going. If we look at the Malchios, Zechronos, and Shofars, the three themes of this Musaf, a special prayer for Rosh Hashanah, a unique Shmoneh Esrei, the likes of which we don't have the entire year, a 9-blessing Musaf instead of 7 like we have at every other holiday. There's three central blessings, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. If you look at that, also, if we look at the direction, Melech HaKol Haaretz is a declaration, Melech HaKol Haaretz, we're asking God to be the king, but surely we're also crowning him as king as well. So, but it's Melech, the prayer seems to say, we're asking him to be the king. So that's directed towards God. Zocher, a breed also, Atah Zocher, you remember these different things, and you remember that we're asking you to remember this covenant, remember the binding of Isaac. It's directed towards God. Shomei Atfila, also directed towards God. Praise of God. Asking God to hear our prayers. And then there's the ambiguity of Mount Sinai. Are we trying to remind ourselves? Are we hearing the voice of Sinai or not? So it's mostly directed toward God. But the Rambam says that's directed toward us. It has a hint in it that we should wake up from the foolishness of time. So, so what is it? I would like to suggest that the shofar is meant to be bidirectional. That it's meant to both remind us and also at the same time to speak to God. It's meant to be directed toward us of what we should do, and also toward him. And in that way, you have sort of a conversation. The shofar is a conversation between you and God. It's the voice of God speaking to you, and it's you speaking to God and praying to God. Finally, the theme of cries and tears. It sounds like a tear that we are crying to God. So it's bidirectional. It goes in both directions. So as we hear the shofar this year, let's feel like it's a connection. It's like an electric connection. It's flowing in both directions. Coming to us, and we're going to it. And with that, that concludes our discussion of the making meaning of the shofar. The main thing is the bidirectional nature of it. It makes the shofar a conversation between us and God. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Elmeth Congregation. And join us each week for a discussion of holidays and Parsha. Thank you very much.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.